for the next few moments. And I want you to grab your Bibles and open them up to the book of Joshua. We're going to be looking at verses 1 through 9. We're going to skip a couple verses through there, but we're going to read in the area of 1 through 9 there in Joshua chapter 1. So when you have it, you could say amen. And just blessed this morning. I thank God for my salvation. I thank God for his opportunity to be able to minister his word and to be shepherd over his people. And, you know, this morning, my wife and I, we just came back last week. We came back on Monday. We were for a week. We were there in Mexico. And we were there. It was a regional meetings in Mexico, which take place every year in January. And it's meetings there with our founders, our elders, regionals, multi-regionals. And we're hearing direction for the new year. It's a time of separating. It's a time of refreshing. And it's a time of hearing, getting marching orders for the year. And so there's so much that we just was input into us. And obviously in one service, I'm not able to communicate it all. But just know this, that God is doing amazing things. And when God's been speaking to us that it's our now year, it's our now year. Amen. It's our now year. And God's really doing something great, not only this year, but beyond, 2020 and beyond. Somebody say amen. Somebody say it's my now year. The title of this message for the this morning for the message is God's Formula for Success Now and Beyond, 2020 and beyond. God's Formula for Success for Now and Beyond. Amen. And this morning, we get into these verses. I want to get you to think, okay, this morning. It's a little bit of a different of a message, but I want to get you to think. So if I were to ask you, for example, this morning, you know, what's your plan? What's God's direction for this new year for you? You know, what would be going on in your head? What would you be thinking? What's your plan for this year? What's God's direction? What has he been speaking to you? What's your vision for this year, for you, for your family, for 2020, if you're in a ministry, what's your vision for that ministry? Not a resolution so much, because we know how resolutions are, right? You know, they're here and they're gone in a couple weeks, but a little bit more deep than that, right? And I want to communicate to you this morning, because I want you to be, the reason why is because I want you to be ready. Tell your neighbor he's talking to you this morning. I want you to be ready. I want you to be ready for the future that God has for you and that God has for this church. I want you to be ready to capture, to embrace, amen, to embrace the future that God has for each of us. Because I want you to know that God has something special for you. The Bible says the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. So that means I don't care if God gave you a promise 10 years ago and it hasn't come to pass yet. It's still going to come to pass because God's promises are yes and amen. And so I want you to be able to embrace and listen and make changes. Because I'm going to know that's important. When you want to get somewhere, sometimes you need to make changes. Am I talking to the right crowd this morning? Something, right? You want to get somewhere. You've been doing something. Maybe you didn't get all the results you want in 2019, but you're going into 2020. Sometimes you need to make changes. And I want you to be ready to embrace and make changes and move to see God be able to do what he wants to do, not only here, but inside of your life, amen? So this morning, I want to minister to you this, God's formula for success for now and beyond. Joshua chapter 1, beginning in verse 1, the Bible reads like this. It says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Listen to what God is telling Joshua right there. Isn't that powerful? I mean, imagine if God told, well, God is telling you that. He said, every place that the sole of your foot treads, I've given you. He says, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. He says, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. And he tells him this, be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. We're going to go ahead and stop right there, amen. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, God, this morning, we thank you for your presence. Thank you for your word. Speak to your people this morning, God. Let us hear your voice. Minister to our hearts. Prepare us, Father, so that we can embrace everything that you have for us this year and beyond, 2020 and beyond, God. We thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Somebody say, it's my now year, and you can go ahead and be seated. It's my now year. You know, when you're thinking about the Lord, you know, God, he's the God of now. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, but God is the God of now. He's alive right now. We know that God says, you know, he's going to do certain things, and he's going to move in your life, and yes, he is going to move in the future, and yes, he is going to do great things in the future and in a few months, but God is moving right now. God is doing great things right now. There is something that God is doing within your life, and it is amazing. He's the God of now, not later, but now. In 2 Corinthians, the Bible says this. Let me give you a few scriptures. It says, for he says, at the acceptable time I listened to you, and on the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now, somebody say now. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Isaiah 48 says this. I have made you hear new things from this time, even hidden things, and you did not know them. Okay, so in other words, be ready for things that you didn't know were going to come. Come on, somebody. Y'all don't act like you already know what's coming. You come into service, you think, all right, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. You go, you know, you hear something taking place or something that's going to happen. You're like, well, I already know what's that about. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt. Come on, somebody. Am I in the right place this morning? But he's saying, be ready for things that you didn't know were going to come. I'm talking about good things. I'm talking about God things. Be ready for things that you aren't used to in your life. Come on, somebody. Some of us got to get ready for things that you aren't used to, and you got to make changes and you got to make adjustments, because God is going to bring you out of your comfort zone into a greater place where you got to step out and you got to have faith and you got to believe God and you got to get out of your comfort zone. You got to step out. You got to have faith. You got to dare to believe God. Why wait till the end of your life and have regrets that you didn't step out and do what you were able to do for God now? He's the God of now. That's what it's saying. It's saying, I'm telling you, from this time, hidden things, you did not know them. He said, they're created now and not long ago. And before today, listen, you have not heard them, so that you will not say, behold, I knew them. In other words, that I already know. I know, I know, I know. You ever talk to somebody like that? I know. I know. No, nobody, none of you? That must be the church down the street. I know. In the women's home, they do that. I know. In the men's home, I know. Oh, sorry. Your husband, I know. Oh, sorry. No, he's saying, I'm telling you something you have not heard, so that you will not say, behold, I knew them. Something that you aren't used to. Isaiah 33 says, now I will arise, says the Lord. Now I will be exalted. Now I will be lifted up. John 4:23 says, but an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. 1 Peter 2:10 says, for once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Come on, somebody give the Lord a hand clap if you're thankful that you are now God's child. It says, you have not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. God's formula for success, for now and beyond. Somebody said this. They said, good leaders think what's next, but great leaders think what's after next. Come on, somebody. Talk back to me this morning. I know I preach, but I like people to preach back at me. Come on, someone. It says, good leaders think what's next, but great leaders think what's after next. Somebody quoted Pastor Sonny, and he said this. He said, I need men who can build. He said, guys that can preach and run a service, I have a whole bunch. But to build, I need guys that have heart. Come on, somebody. Listen to me this morning. There's a common desire within each person to feel successful, right? Am I right? You want to feel like you've accomplished something, like you've achieved something. We a lot of times measure our worth, though, on the basis of how successful we are. But you have to know that your worth, your value, whether you've been successful or whether you've made, you know, 101 mistakes, but you're still here today, your worth is not based on that. Your worth and your value is based on who you are in Christ. In other words, you are valuable to the Lord. I don't care if you made a lot of mistakes. I don't care if you didn't get right the first time or the 10th time. I want you to know this morning that you are valuable. Come on, somebody. You are the apple of his eye. Come on, somebody. You belong to him. And you are valuable this morning. You're valuable. You have value. You're precious. You're worth much. And you belong to God. The problem is this when it comes to measuring our worth and measuring success is how we measure the success is often based on a worldly standard rather than a godly standard, right? So success by the world standard, most of the time it means luxury. Come on, somebody. None of y'all watch TV? You're watching that program? You're hooked right now on the. Come on, somebody. You know, it means luxury, it means wealth, it means possessions, it means notoriety and fame, right? That's the world standards. It means beauty, brains, all the above, right? If we measure our lives by the world standards, the problem is we're going to have an inaccurate and an incomplete view of whether or not we're really successful. See, God's standard of measurement is nothing like the world standard. Come on, somebody. Anybody read their Bible still? I said, God's measure of success, standard of measurement, is nothing like the world's standard. Amen? You know, there's a lot of books on success, and you read them, and different ones, and they quote, and how to succeed in life, and, you know, number one, number two, you know, decide exactly what you want, determine the price you have to pay, commit to pay the price, work hard, never give up, so on and so forth. You know, there's books with formulas for success. And what's really interesting is that you find those books, a lot of times, you find them on the clearance table. Come on, somebody, because nobody is reading them and trying to, come on, go there. But success in God and success in ministry and as a church, it's different. Somebody say amen. And certain things, you know, when it comes to in the kingdom of God, certain things sometimes can be interpreted as success or being successful. I want you to just for a moment, I want to kind of lay a foundation for you. I want you to understand because where God is taking you, you have to have a clear understanding of what you're aiming for. And you have to have a clear understanding of what we're aiming for. Because how many know that we are a frontline ministry? And if we're going to keep in step and be relevant in the future and not be left behind and not die, we need to grow, we need to change, we need to make adjustments, we need to be ready to grow and not be stuck. And not be stuck. How many times in life as Christians do we as people get stuck? And you're stuck. And it's the same thing day in and day out. So in when it comes to the kingdom of God, certain things can be interpreted as success or being successful. Like, for instance, you can have the lights, you can have the appearance, right? Like on social media, right? Somebody make themselves look like, you know, you're a movie star, you're a sports star, you know, you're the greatest thing to hit the internet, right? And then you show up and you're like, whoa, right? That's not, right? Even at church, right? It can look great, but then you get to the church and you're like, wait a minute, that doesn't look like the church I saw on the internet, on social media. Come on, somebody. But there's a lot of things that can be interpreted as being successful, but those things in and of themselves are not going to accomplish the mission. That's what I want you to understand this morning. Those things in and of themselves are not going to accomplish the mission. See, the mission this morning, my brother, my sister, my friend, the mission is people. The mission is families. The mission is souls. The mission is treasures out of darkness. God has called us to make a difference in families and in souls and in people. The work, in other words, the building part, for example, is the development of people. Somebody say amen. Developing people, developing leaders, amen, who help and teach others and multiply themselves. See, that's the job. If you're the one that knows how to do the job and you're the same one that does it forever and ever and you don't ever show nobody ever how to do your job or you don't multiply yourself, then it's only going to be you. Come on, somebody. And it's always going to be you. And you ain't going to want it to be anybody else but you. But when you understand and you have a futuristic mindset, you understand you want to show somebody else. You want to invest in somebody else. You want to make a difference in somebody. You want somebody else to rise up and do what you do so that you can go on and do greater things for God. And that's the work. That is what building is. And that is what God wants to do this year through your life and through my life. He wants us to multiply ourselves. He wants us to be about building, and it's about building people. And all these things, they have their place. Yes, we need to be quality. Yes, we need to be innovative. Yes, but those are going to complement for you to reach people. Not just to be innovative and not do nothing with it. Not just be innovative and sit there and be comfortable again. Not just to get a new LED screen this year, bust it out, you know, and then just sit there and do the same thing. No, it is so that we can do more for God. You ain't hearing me this morning. Jabez said, Lord, bless me indeed and enlarge my territory and let your hand be with me so that I may not cause harm. He wanted God to be with him. He wanted God. He said, God, bless me. He said, God, enlarge my territory, but not so that I could sit here and just have more and sit here and be fat. He said, no, give me more so I can do more. Give me more so I could build your kingdom more. Give me more so I can reach more people and build your kingdom and give you glory the way you've called me to give you glory, God. Because how many know you and I, we have a purpose. We're on a mission, Victory Outreach Pomona. We are on a mission. God has called us. God has called you. God has called you for such a time as this. It is your now year. It is not next year. It is not in 10 years. It is not in 5 years. It is your now year. God wants to move now. Behold, he said, I'm doing a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. God is doing something new in your life right now. And you know what the crazy thing is that you'd be surprised. We all have an opportunity to be a part of it. We do. We all have an opportunity to make a difference. I'm going to get into that a little bit more in a second. But you know what it is? It's thinking outside of yourself. You know, God didn't call that. When God called you, you were the need, right? But then God reached you and God touched you and he turned around your life. Wherever it was, whether you had hit bottom like me or whether you just felt like you were empty, you needed something different. God touched your life. But that's just the beginning. God touched your life so that you could make a difference in somebody else. You ain't hearing me this morning. I said, God touched your life so then you could make a difference in somebody else. So you got to think outside of yourself. Where, you know, you get that's why sometimes we get frustrated because we're stuck just looking at ourselves. Our own life, my own problems, day in, day out. Man, I'm going to get frustrated if all I'm thinking about is my problems and my this. No, you know what? When you step out of yourself, you look at somebody else, you make a difference in their life. It makes you forget about your problems. It makes you understand that God has a bigger plan. Come on, somebody, than what you're able to do in your own strength. It makes you realize that you're part of something that's bigger than you. And that's what I want you to understand this morning, Victor Alex Mona, that you are a part of something that is bigger than you. I said, you are a part of something that is bigger than you and you and you and you and you. And you have the opportunity to leave a legacy and make an impact and do it for the glory of God. Come on, somebody. Preach back at me. So at the regional meetings, we heard from Pastor Sonny, our founder. We heard from leaders. So I want you to think. I want you to think this morning in terms of being prepared now. And beyond, somebody say amen. What do you see for your life? Do you see tomorrow and days ahead? Do you see a plan for it? Do you have a step-by-step of how you're going to get to where God wants you, the desires that God has placed in your heart? Do you have a step-by-step? What things are going to get you there? You have a plan? You have a vision for what God has for you and your family? Okay, think about what is it that's going to get you there? Do you see the past, the present, and the future? These are things that Pastor Sonny was talking about. We talked about how many churches, when you think about, we're Victory Outreach International, we're in 30 different countries. We're in Europe, South Africa, we're in Australia, we're in South America, Brazil, Mexico, we're in Ireland, we're in Europe, we're in so many different countries. And when you think about our ministry, we talked about how many churches, and not churches in Victory Outreach, but like many churches, in other words, ministries, they die after 50 years. our ministry, we've been around 53 years. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap for that this morning. How many know we're part of something great? And it's going strong. And God is still expanding it. Come on, somebody. But even in the midst of that, even though we've been around 53 years, again, all over again, we're getting ready for the next 5 years. And then again, eventually another 50 years. Somebody say amen. You know, so through every, when you think about it, through every fad, through every movement, when you think about back in the 60s, it was the Jesus movement, hippies for Jesus. And there was a revival that was taking place. And then we've seen God moved in revival. Even Victory Outreach was birthed in 1967. Come on, somebody give the Lord a hand clap for that. Amen. But through the Jesus movement, the laughing movement, believe it, there was even a thing, the laughing movement. People would go into church and just start busting up and laughing. Yeah, look it up. You're going to go on Google later, watch. I'm going to go YouTube it. Yeah, they would be laughing like it was the Lord and rolling around. I don't know. Right? Through the laughing movement, seeker-friendly movement, now the worship movement. But through it all, we're still a frontline ministry that is doing what God has called us to do. We didn't veer off and just follow another fad or follow what everybody else was doing. We're not veering off and moving from the mission that God has given us. We have stuck to the plan, and through it all, we're still a frontline ministry, and God is doing something amazing in 2020 and beyond. So these next 5 years, we got to go. We got to move. We got to get moving. We got to disciple this next generation. Come on, somebody. We got to disciple this next generation that God wants to raise up. Come on, as God and our founders is leading us to stir this ship to the amazing future that God has for us, we got to be ready to invest and prepare for our future. Somebody say amen. Because in reality, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Pastor Robert, why are you bringing this out? Well, because in reality, when you think about it, I want you to understand this. Victory Outreach could become a ministry of the past in 5 years. See, if we're not careful, if you're just satisfied, if we're just like, it's okay, if it's like, it's just business as usual, then Victory Outreach Pomona can become a ministry of the past in 5 years. Either God can do something great in 5 years, or we could be like a dead church in 5 years. Come on, somebody. That's why it all depends on us. Oh, that's heavy, Pastor. Yeah, that's heavy. It all depends on us. We got to be visionary. Come on, somebody, for the future. I'm not saying you got to be like Pastor Sonny, but you got to ask God to give you a vision. What do you want to do for God this year? What do you want to do different for God this year in 2020? What do you want to see God do in your year, this life, in your life this year in 2020? We got to be evolving, right? We got to be evolving. We got to be relevant. Come on, somebody. Hear this. Since the beginning in our ministry, adjustments were made. Okay? If anybody, you know, you think about people, you think about Pastor Sonny and how he was. Well, Pastor Sonny's already made, he's adjusted probably 50, 100 times. He's not the same Pastor Sonny of, he's the same person in the sense of who he is and his values and his principles, but how he's evolved and changed and made adjustments, he's not the same person. He's changed. And so we need to be relevant. So since the beginning of in our ministry, adjustments were made, and if those adjustments wouldn't have been made, if the few people that seen the need for changes wouldn't have made the changes, if they wouldn't have seen the need for adjustments, we would have died. That is how important it is that we would have died, because God wants to always have us stay in step in where he's taking us and what he wants to do. Somebody say amen to that. Let me ask you a question. How do people see us when you think about that, right? People ask about your church or ministry. What church do you go to? Victory Outreach Pomona. Well, how do people see our ministry? How do people see us? How do people see Victory Outreach Pomona? It's important. It's important because we're going somewhere. Somebody say amen. And I want to get you to think, because we're going somewhere. God has a plan for our lives. And the reason why is this. Let me tell you why. Because you got to be open. You got to be open. You got to be willing to change. Come on, somebody. We got to learn new things. But first, you got to be hungry. I said you got to be hungry. You got to want it. You got to want something new. You got to want something great. You got to want something different. You got to want to step out and dare to believe God that He's able to take you into a new chapter, a new season, a new future in your life. You got to be hungry for it. Victory Outreach is alive and well. And it's because our founder is futuristic and he's visionary. Somebody say amen. We're a frontline ministry. We're tearing it up for Jesus. Come on, somebody. And thank God, because our founder, he's still around. I don't know how much, hopefully he's around another 20 years, but he's doing his best, and our elders are doing their best, but he's doing his best to position us. So we have to keep in step with where God is leading our founder, where God is leading us. We got to get in step. And if God says, I got to change, then I got to change. If God says, I got to do this a little different, then I got to be open. And if I really want to do what God wants me to do, and I don't want to run my own program, but I want to do what God wants, come on, somebody, then I got to be willing to make changes, die to self, rise up, be the person that God has called me to be, and work hard in order to get there. Come on, somebody, give the Lord a hand clap if you want to go where God wants you to go. It can never be business as usual. As we step into this year, listen, 2020 and beyond, it cannot ever be business as usual. God told Joshua this in those verses, and after that, he told him, you're going away that you've never gone before. Victory Outreach Pomona, God has told us that I'm taking you where you've never gone before. You're going to see what you've never seen before. You're going to experience what you've never experienced before. You're going away that you've never gone before. So you got to follow good. You got to follow. You got to stay close. I'm taking you to a good place. Somebody say amen. Which brings me to this. Which is this, we have to reach more and more young people in our churches. Woo, come on, somebody, talk to me. Somebody say you're awake this morning. I said we got to reach more and more young people in our churches. Come on, somebody. We got to add to the faithful. Some of you have been faithful, but we got to add to you. Come on, somebody. It's all right if you're not young anymore. Praise the Lord, neither am I. But we got to add to the faithful. But listen, you ever heard the saying, it takes a village to raise a child? You ever heard that, right? That, you know what that means? That means it takes all of us. That's what that means. It means that it takes all of us. Tell your neighbor, he's talking to you this morning. It takes all of us. It takes every single person. If we want to see young people added to our churches, it's going to take every person, not just the young people, not just the gang, not just the leaders. It's going to take everybody seeing the value, seeing the worth, wanting to see young people come in here, give their lives to Christ, and be committed to serve the Lord and do great things for God. That means it takes all of us. In other words, here it is. Listen, we can't look at young people with just their attitudes and then dismiss them. Now, nobody does that here, huh? Down the church down the street. Huh? Look at people with just, we can't look at young people with just their attitudes and dismiss them. What do you expect? Ask you that. What do you expect? Right? They're 14. They're 15. They're 16. They're 17 years old. And then we dismiss them, and then we put them on the sideline until they're 20, 21 years old. Well, they're not ready right now. They're immature. We got to wait until they're 20, 21. Let me ask you a question. Are they even going to stick around until they're 20, 21? While they wait till we put them in the back, in the sideline, or to watch? No. Come on, somebody. Bobby. No, listen, it's our responsibility to raise them. I said, it's our responsibility to raise them, invest in them, love them, train them, let them know that God called them, let them know that they could serve God for the rest of their lives, let them know they ain't got to make the mistakes that you made. Come on, somebody, and let them know that there's great things that God has for their lives. You got to teach them. Hear me this morning. Teach them. We got to use them in our church. You got to use them in your ministry. Tell your neighbor he's talking to you this morning. Got to use them in your ministry. Got to use them to just help you do something. Listen, with their attitudes and their immaturity. Hello, somebody. With their attitudes, huh? And their immaturity. And those things that, you know, whatever, get you upset and irritated and... Hello, somebody. Not that they're in just total disregard, right, or playing. If they need help, help them. But some of them, just them still being around says a lot. I said, just them still being around says a lot. It says that they want it. They wouldn't be here if they didn't want it. They wouldn't be here if they didn't sense that God really, truly has something special for their lives. Who's going to help them? Who's going to believe in them? Who's going to reach them? Who's going to give them a chance? Who's going to pray for them? Who's going to adopt them? Who's going to believe in the young people to take the future where God wants to take us? I want you to hear this morning. Huh? I want you to hear this. Use them. Make them visible. You don't know how to get them around you? Because you're boring? They don't want to hang around you? I don't want to go over there. You're not boring. I'm just trying to make you laugh. No, but if you don't know how to get them around you, because I thought about it. I said, well, you know what? I want to do something for the young guys, you know? But then I'm like, well, maybe the thing I set up, it's not going to be too fun for them. So then what do I do? Well, then get a young guy, and tell him, hey, set up something fun for the guy or something that they're going to want to be at or something that's going to be engaging. Set up an atmosphere for them. And then here's the thing. And then you pay for it. I said, and then you pay for it. And then you pay for it. Because they ain't got no money. And then after you pay for it and you get somebody and get an atmosphere where they can come, then you begin to pour into them and let them know that God has a calling for their lives. You got to look at them and then pray for them. Take that moment. God will present a God moment before you. Lay hands on them and pray for them and raise them up and watch God tear it up with those young people for the glory and honor of Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody, give the Lord a hand clap if you believe that this morning. Got to look and ask God, show me which ones have God's hand on them. Lord, I'm going to bring them over. I'm going to feed them. I'm going to give them a barbecue. But Lord, I want to see which ones have God's hand upon their life. I want to show them something. I want to make them believe in themselves. Come on, somebody. Watch them catch it and watch them grow and watch them tear it up for God. And guess what? They're not going to forget. Am I right? And the Rangers, right? They don't forget, right? When they're older, they remember what you did for them, don't they? They always remember. They thank you. Thank you for being my Ranger. When you were in the gang, right, those kids go up to you, right? They're grown up, and they say, thank you, Ralph, for what you did for me, right? They're not going to forget what you do for them. If you invest in them, if you believe in them, if you know that God wants to raise them up, they're never going to forget that you love them, you pray for them, and you help them get to where God wants them to get. Come on, somebody give the Lord a hand clap this morning. It can't be business as usual. God wants to bring in young people, and he wants to raise them up for his glory and for his honor. Come on, somebody. You got to believe God. Believe God. You got to make them visible. We want our young people. Let me ask you a question. If young people come into our church and then young people are sitting just in the back not doing anything, on their phones bored, are they going to want, or if they come in and they see young people on the stage singing a song like Melody, come on, singing a song like Melody, helping out in the children's ministry, helping out over there, if they see young people on fire for God and they come into this church, they're going to want to be a part of what God is doing inside of this church. And then I got good news for you. Those young people, they got better ideas than you. Come on, somebody. They're more relevant than you. Yeah, you're boring sometimes. That's why we need young people that aren't as boring as you and me. You ain't hearing me this morning. Let me just be real for 5 seconds, because what God wants to do, sometimes he wants to raise up a young man or a young woman that he's going to fill them with the power of the Holy Spirit, and he's going to do something great with inside of their lives. I'm believing God that we're going to send out from this church young pastors out of our gang ministry, young pastors' wives out of our gang ministry to the uttermost parts of the earth. And they're going to tear it up for God, man. They're going to tear it up for Jesus. Just need some good young people that we invest in, that have pure motives, that have integrity, that want to do things right, that aren't going to play games. They might not have it all together, but at least they're going to be honest. Come on, somebody. So that we can work with them and help them become what God wants them to become. See, God's formula for success is completely unlike the world's formula. His formula works for every person and every situation. Come on, somebody. Whether it's at school, whether it's in our business, we've had some business seminars, some business, what they're called, but they're like seminars where you talk to these people that have businesses. Brother Jerry and Sister Gabby, they have a business, and they have built that business based on the principles of the Word of God. They have followed the instruction manual of the Word of God. And because of that, God has blessed them. And God continues to bless them. You ain't hearing me this morning? His formula works. In every situation. In your family, with your children, raising up your children. The Bible tells you how to raise up your children. Come on, somebody. In our church. Someone said this: God's pathway to success cannot be traveled by anyone who does not practice it, right? For example, in Joshua, God told them, be strong and courageous. Somebody say, be strong and courageous. He told them a few things. He said, be obedient to God's commands. He said, be careful to obey. And then he told them to be in God's presence. He said, I want you to meditate on it day and night. In other words, saturate yourself in God's presence day and night. He says, if you do this, then your way will be prosperous. If you stick to the formula that God is giving you to stick to and you're faithful to God, he says, then I'm going to prosper you wherever you go. Not just finances, but with your children, with your family, with decisions. You forget about King Midas. Everything you touch will have the blessing of God upon it. Be strong and courageous. God tells Joshua that a few times, several times. What's courage? Courage means bravery. It means valor. It means fearlessness. It means heroism. It means confidence. It means nerve. It also has several nicknames. It means guts. Come on, somebody. Anybody still got guts this morning? Huh? It's called intestinal fortitude. How many know sometimes when you're serving God and you got to have guts? How many know that sometimes when the devil is trying to tempt you and he's trying to discourage you and he's trying to make you give up and he's trying to make you throw in the towel and not do it anymore? How many know you got to have spiritual guts and strong and courageous and continue to serve God? You got to have backbone. There's one important thing we need to notice about courage. You will never witness courage in someone who is just at ease. Courage is seen in the person whose back is against the wall. Come on, somebody. Was anybody in 2019, did you ever find yourself when you're with your back against the wall? But I want you to know you're here in 2020 because God was faithful to you when your back was against the wall, because God didn't give up on you, and because you didn't quit and you didn't throw in the towel, God saw you through, and you're here today, baby, and God has a future for your life. I want you to stand with me this morning. Courage is seen in the person when the odds are against them. I got news for you this morning, Victor Outreach Pomona. In 2020, you might find yourself at times and in places when the odds are against you. Am I right, my brother? You might find yourself in times and in places when the odds are against you. When it doesn't look like your plan is going to work. When it doesn't look like your finances are enough. When it doesn't look like your marriage is going to make it. When it doesn't look like your children are going to be saved. But I got good news for you this morning. God says be strong and courageous, because every place that the sole of your foot treads upon, I have given you. He says, I will be with you. He says, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to be with your children. I'm going to be with your future. I'm going to take you there, because I'm God and I'm faithful. He says, be strong and courageous. When the pressure is on in 2020, be strong and courageous. When the flaming arrows are close and those flaming darts are trying to hit your heart and your mind, and the devil's trying to bomb on you, and he's trying to lie to you, and he's trying to lie to you and make you quit, and he's throwing fiery darts at you, and he's telling you, look at you, you're trying to serve God, where's God at now? And he's trying to lie to you and all that stuff. I want you to know, when you don't give up and you're strong and courageous, God shows up. When you take up your shield of faith, you're able to quench the fiery darts of the enemy, and you're able to see God show up and be God with inside of your life. I don't know how great of a desire that you have to see God show up in your life this year in 2020, but I came to let you know that you're going to have to be strong and courageous. You're going to have to be strong and courageous, but fear not. Fear not, because the battle is not yours, but the battle is the Lord's. I said the battle is not yours, but the battle is the Lord's. He says, not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. Come on, somebody give the Lord a hand clap. When the pain is intense, when the attack is at hand, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Somebody say it. Say, be strong and courageous. You know what else God's formula is? For 2020 and beyond, for your success, for my success. As I close, and I'm going to get ready to pray for you this morning, God's formula is also this: stay effective, stay cutting edge, and stay sharp. Stay cutting edge and stay sharp. You know how that happens? In prayer and with God's power. In prayer and with God's power. Not by might, nor by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. By the Spirit of the living God. It's going to happen through prayer. Sister Georgina, she shared something powerful, and I want to share it because it's so relevant. But your cutting edge is going to come through prayer and God's power in your life. You see what I mean? Like, not the church is just going to pray, but you're going to pray. You're going to pray in your house. You're going to pray with your wife. You're going to pray with your kids. You're going to dare to believe God when you get certain letters in the mail. You're going to lay hands on those letters and pray for them, and you're going to put oil on your house, and you're going to dare to believe God that he's going to be the God of the supernatural in 2020, and he's going to go before you, and he's going to make the crooked places straight. Sister Georgina said this. She said, we're in an Isaiah 60 moment. This is a verse in Isaiah, a couple verses. It says, "Arise, Jerusalem, let your light shine for all to see." Tell your neighbor he's talking to you this morning. It says, "Let your light shine, Victor Outreach Pomona, for all to see. For the glory of the Lord, the glory of the Lord rises to shine on you. Darkness is black as night, covers all the nations of the earth, but the glory of the Lord rises and appears over you. All nations will come to your light. Mighty kings will come to see your radiance." See, darkness covers the earth, and God has called us to arise and shine in this moment. Well, why are you saying that, Pastor Rob? What do you mean darkness covers the earth? Well, think about, listen real quick. Listen to these statistics. When you look at the world, many humans, right? Many people, they have sicknesses, ailments, and addictions. I'm talking in the world. I'm talking about America, Latin America, Europe. They have these sicknesses, these ailments, these addictions. Depression and suicide are higher than they've ever been before. You've even been hearing pastors take their lives. Prominent ministries, even in our local area, Southern California, I think I can name about like two or three that I've heard in the last 2 years, pastors that have taken their lives and committed suicide. They're at an all-time high. There's a 40% increase in suicide. Mental illness. When you think about anxiety, you used to hear about anxiety and, you know, maybe older people. You know that anxiety is a common word among young people? Young people are talking about having anxiety. I don't know if it's social media, but it's probably social media, man. We don't even know until years later the effect of stuff. I don't know. I'm not a scientist, but I just know God didn't call us to walk around like this all day and not talk to people. I said, and not talk to people. You ain't hearing me this morning. But anxiety is a common word. Sex trafficking brings $99 billion every year. And you're talking about women and children. And that's just what's written down. I'm talking about women and children that are being trafficked. A thick darkness covers the earth. But the glory of God covers us. I said, but the glory of God covers us. At this time, I want you to understand, Victor Outreach Pomona, for 2020 and beyond, God is calling for a shift. Somebody say a shift. Say it again, say a shift. It's a shift from our ability to the power of God. From your ability to the power of God. From what you can do in your own strength to what only God can do in His strength. In other words, tapping into the power of God is God's formula for success. We're in a war. I said, we're in a war. We're in a war, Victor Outreach Pomona. And it's time to get into the battle. It's time to take out your sword. It's time to put on your armor. It's time to step out into the battlefield and dare to believe God that He's going to give you the victory for you and your family and for those hurting souls. Listen, the world doesn't know what to do. Darkness covers the earth. The world doesn't know what to do. The Bible says this, kings will come to us. And I want you to know it's happened already. Kings have come to our founders and ask them, can you help us? Presidents, prime ministers have come to our ministry and they said, can you help us? We have a drug epidemic. Millions of young people are dying. Can you help us, Victory Outreach? Darkness covers the world doesn't know what to do. The Bible says kings will come to us, nations will come to us, but guess what? They don't know what to do. But guess what? We know what to do. I said, we know what to do. That's why we got to look at the future. That's why we got to change. That's why we got to reach young people. That's why we got to step out and dare to believe God, because we know what to do. But it's time to get to do it for the glory of God. You know what we do? We take them to the power of God. That's what we do. Just like when my mom didn't know what to do with me, but somebody took her to Victor Outreach, and Victor Outreach took her son to the power of God. And it wasn't some message, it wasn't some 3-point message, but it was the power of God that transform my miserable life. Lift me up out of that place where I was and turn my life around. Victory Outreach, we have the answer. God is on our side, and God wants to use you. I don't know how God has spoken to you this morning, but all I know is this. I feel challenged. I feel challenged. I pray you feel challenged this morning. And I don't know in what area where God has been speaking to you, but I know if you've been here, you're half alive, you got half a heartbeat. I know God has been speaking to you. However God has been speaking to you, whatever it is, I got a word for you this morning. Step out. Step out. Step out. Step out. Step out. Dare to believe God, and God is going to show up in your life. I don't know how this word ministered to you, but for the next few moments, I'm going to open up this altar. I want you to come from all over this place.